The Cosmic Tarot. Key number 6. The Lovers. This awareness indicates in this seventh chapter of awareness and the age of Aquarius, the key number 6, the Lovers, as that which is considered. This is a card that is removed from the tarot during this new age. It has been useful in the past, but is no longer of any value. The complete understanding of this card and the reason for its dismissal is that which is discussed in this reading. Ace has been given, the High Priestess, the Lovers, these are both removed. Others are removed and will also be included in these readings. This awareness indicates that as the spirit, Akasha, moves toward itself, it moves in no particular direction. Whether it moves or remains still is of no particular importance. Once something within Akasha takes on identification, this then becomes the Magician. Then what is left is the High Priestess on which the Magician acts. This is the first separateness. The High Priestess is now removed, and separateness is now becoming lessened and will eventually fade. This then will move entities as humans and as concepts back into that which is the law of one, the Fool. This awareness indicates that moving on through, mankind then became concerned with the creation of images. Image creation, the imagination, is that which was the Empress. The Empress became the subconscious or unconscious, the memories, the desires, the faith, feeling, and ritual parts of mind, and of consciousness. The word mind here is used in the greater sense, rather than in the sense of thought. This awareness indicates that following this was the thought. This first thought of mind focusing and holding and confining these images is that which is the Emperor. This pertains to laws, forms, controls, and various types of holding. This awareness indicates that this holding was authority, that which did speak from the side of will, which did will itself to be the creator of what it acted upon. This is a reflection of the Magician. The Emperor is like the Magician working within matter. The Magician prior to this was working in spirit, in consciousness levels. This awareness indicates that following this was the Hierophant. The Hierophant rests between the Empress and the Emperor, between the unconscious or subconscious, and the conscious, scientific, rational aspects of consciousness. The Emperor may be seen as the alchemist. The Empress may be seen as the faithist, as the church. The movement of alchemy did and does create through science. The alchemists have set the stage for scientific movement. This was understood by the alchemists long before science came about and became manifested as this scientific age. Science is now beginning to move back toward alchemy. This awareness indicates that the action of the alchemists, through Hermes down, created the one aspect that has led and still leads to the development of the mind. This awareness indicates that this is control, this is sadism, and this as analysis and jurisdiction. This is direction, discrimination and desire. The desire and the will is but aspects of that which is power. This awareness indicates that down through the ages, that which is power is the reflection of the symbology shown in the Emperor, and this all led to alchemy. This awareness indicates that the Empress related down through the ages to blind faith, to mere obedience, to that which would desire to understand this force of will, this direction, this energy which would penetrate and control. The desire to understand is that which is masochism, is that which is passiveness, is that which is synthesis, and is that which is obedience. It is that which is dependence, that which is waiting, and that which would slow itself down to a state of poise and allow that which is will, which is mind, which is desire, to work its deeds. In this slowing down to understand, that this force of masochism, this Empress, does indeed become that which is feeling. The emotions and the mind moving together then lead to this feeling which is both understanding and release from the desire. This as the climax between mind and emotion. This may be understood as intuition. Feeling is the offspring of mind and emotion. The marriage of these two results in feeling, which is spontaneity, which is immediate response, immediate understanding without thought, and this is the higher mind. This awareness indicates that the tarot card the Lovers, as expressing these two aspects, the Emperor and the Empress, before the Hierophant. This awareness indicates that the Hierophant stands between and above these two. The Hierophant is feeling, and moving close to this awareness. This awareness indicates that the Hierophant may look in both directions. The Hierophant moves in silence through listening to that state where he sees between the Emperor and the Empress, between what is plus and what is minus. This awareness indicates that in this vision of seeing the two sides at once, the Hierophant is the medium. This awareness indicates that this is the link, that in the card of the lovers, this symbolizes also what goes into the Huna philosophy. This awareness suggests that the works of Max Friedman long be studied. The Huna philosophy shows three parts of the human in the aspects of the low self, middle self, and high self. The low self is the empress, the unconscious mind, the emotion, and the animal. This awareness indicates this as the emotions. The middle self is the desire, the will, the emperor, and the higher self is the feeling, the superconscious. This as composing three parts, three minds. This awareness indicates that in addition to this, there are two other combinations of three in the Huna philosophy. The next level refers to a higher body composed of three parts. The level beyond that is also of a higher body composed of three parts. This relates to mind, emotion, feeling, awareness, awareness of feeling, awareness of emotion, awareness of mind, these as being the seven levels. These first three levels of Huna representing conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds is referring to mind, emotion, and feeling as this awareness has given. This awareness indicates the next three levels reach into the level of awareness. The level of awareness contains three of these in one. In this sense, the lover's card is thrown out. This awareness indicates that the three in one is also symbolic in a reflective sense of the Holy Trinity. This is the fourth level, the trance level, this level of awareness. This awareness indicates that the levels 5, 6, and 7, awareness of feeling, awareness of emotion, awareness of mind having moved out of trance and back into action while remaining in the level of awareness that is understood in trance, as that which relates to the higher levels of the kahuna. The three selves in tune with this awareness in its three aspects as one having communion with all of these polarities and reconciliations, completes the philosophy of the kahunas, which brings about magic that is greater than what was known only by the emperor, or by the Western sciences. This composes nine parts of the Huna philosophy. The ancient Egyptian philosophy was identical, except that this was given a tenth part, which was the name. The tenth part is the name that in the Kabbalah is represented as the kingdom. This awareness indicates that the Kabbalah being of four levels, this dealing with fire, air, water, and earth as given in previous readings. This dealing with ten parts as indicated from the Kahuna and Egyptian messages as just given, that there may be understood this same philosophy on the four levels of fire, air, water, and earth. These four are but a fraction of those levels that may be understood by those who would investigate further. This awareness indicates that as far as you would investigate into various levels of creation, you will find symbolism, you will find substance for investigation. This movement toward investigation on varying levels always into the unknown, always looking for what is not controlled in order to gain knowledge and control of it, this is the emperor moving into the empress. This awareness indicates that when this becomes obsessive, this desire to know, this desire to control, this is what this awareness terms polarity. The reconciliation of yes and no, the merging of polarities, the mystical marriage, the marriage of the emperor and the empress, the marriage of religion and science into that which this awareness through channels has indicated as the what is, this is that which now is occurring in your time. This awareness indicates that this may be likened unto the climax in sex. The desire to move into the womb and the womb waiting to understand desire, as that which leads through the clashes, through the violence, through the expression of passion throughout the various intensities of relationship, which become the movement from Mary plus John, to the plus sign becoming the swastika of Nazi Germany, through such communication as hurling a bomb toward another in order to get your point across, to such communication as butchering, burning, enslaving, terrorizing, in all levels, the minds and masses, the emotions of those who would understand this need for power. This awareness indicates that those who would sit and seek to understand as those who express masochism. You who are not concerned with understanding of power but know what power is and see power for what it is, are no longer influenced by power and are no longer considered in this light as a masochist. This awareness indicates that this action of looking at power for what it is without a need for understanding does in itself hold power away so that the power cannot affect and move into your field. Those emperors looking for an expression of their will on that which would understand and obey their will, finding no such outlet, become terrorized by their own image, and they feel their power being totally useless. It matters not whether they hold the gun and the whip, for you do not respond to these things. This awareness indicates that there is nothing for them to do but to look and seek to understand why you are not terrorized by their gun and whip. When this occurs, you join with them and ask them to join with you. This awareness indicates the reconciliation of those who would express themselves through power and those who would seek to understand power merge into that state which is no longer concerned with either trip, but merely concerned with relating clearly together. In this sense, the tarot card, the Lovers, is taken out of consciousness. The concept of separateness, the concept of duality, the concept of contrast, all of these are being drawn in. Contrast will not seem quite so significant, and separateness will not seem quite so significant. As these are drawn in, these may be likened to a symbol such as the cat of nine tails in which the strings are being shortened. This awareness indicates that this leads now to what brings forth another dimension of mind. The mind of the past as separates, analyzes, splits, defines, polarizes, and creates division. This division now begins to move into addition, synthesis, and a coming together. When division that has occurred down through these times becomes so great that it requires multiplication upon multiplication upon multiplication to name the parts, that eventually the schizophrenia of consciousness shattering and scattering into so many thousands and millions of descriptions and names and laws and boundaries and formations becomes too great for the mind to fathom. For the mind to even begin to comprehend such things, it must stop analyzing and synthesize, joining together those things that were once separate. This awareness indicates that the specialization that has occurred in science has created so many names and so many aspects and definitions of the things of nature, of concepts, of legalities, of systems on all levels, that there is virtually no communication between the various specialists outside of their immediate field. This is the Tower of Babel, the babble that occurs from all these emperors reaching toward heaven, reaching toward what would satisfy their craving to create. To reach that level which they continually project in front of them now begins to crumble. This relates unto the Tower of the Tarot. This awareness indicates that this babble relates to the work of the alchemists. The alchemists were those who brought about an understanding, a restriction, and a control over the creation whereby the images and the passions were not the flowing, wispy, and uncontrolled fickle whims of imagination, but moved into some kind of order. This awareness indicates this relates unto the work of that force that is symbolized as that which brought forth the Antichrist. This Antichrist reaches its completion, and then it dies. The beast, which is the rational mind, which is the emperor, is that which loses its head. This is symbolized in many Masonic stories. This awareness indicates that the Kahunas, the Masons, the Builders, the Alchemists, are all the same energy. This relates unto Atlantis. Those who would understand that those who moved into the passive, masochistic actions, are relating to Lemuria. These two polarities and all aspects discussed are that which now merge. When this occurs, this is likened to the action given in the Book of Revelation, that the beast grew sore and is capable of healing himself. This is the rational, scientific world. This awareness indicates that the Whore of Babylon, the Empress, the church, the faithists, the emotions, the passions, the imagination also become clearly seen and manifested at this time, and those partake of the lake of fire in this time of radiation. The bottomless pit is the movement inward toward this awareness, toward that which is infinity. This awareness indicates that this relates unto scientific explorations of the minute particles and the cosmos itself. This relates to inner space explorations and outer space explorations. The Russian studies being done on the mind and the inner space of man are leading into that other universe, that other dimension into which man now begins to move. This awareness indicates that in this sense, you consider the octave of light, the 49th octave. Below this the infrared octave moves down through heat, sound, and to matter. Above this, The ultraviolet octave move upward into radiation and those higher forces. This awareness indicates that you refer to Dinsha's chart for this information. This 49th octave is that which is the balance between two directions of consciousness. These are radiating and contracting consciousness levels. The movement toward one or the other takes place in the center of one's head. The light is there, and the light may be seen through the senses, in which case the slower vibrations are experienced, these slower vibrations moving into heat, sound, and matter, taste, and smell. This awareness indicates that in the movement in another direction from the center of the head, entities again look out at the universe and see the backside of it. If you move far enough into your own head for your own identity, looking for the eye, you will find that the eye which you seek is the Osiris eye, is the eye of the needle, is nothing but a hole. When you find this identity, this hole within the center of your head, and you move through that hole, you will come out on a reversed side of the universe. This awareness indicates that this has often been called the subconscious. It is through this hole that you travel in your dreams. This hole, this doorway to and from the subconscious is symbolized in the Empress card. Daleth is the door. She also is the womb through which entities enter into this world. This awareness indicates that in coming through the subconscious to this conscious world, this is likened unto birth. This message relates also unto the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and the Bardo states. This awareness indicates that in the new being that comes forth, this may be likened unto one who has found that eye of identity, that eye of the needle, and does choose to remain close to that level wherein there is no polarity, wherein there is little polarity, if any. This awareness indicates that when moving into this level of non-polarity wherein the conscious and the subconscious minds merge, wherein desire and will lessens, wherein the seeking to understand lessens, there comes forth an understanding in itself that stands under and observes clearly what is. This is the eye of the needle. This has no identity, has no desire, but has being and non-being. It is whatever it is. The new being as described in these concepts will manifest on this plane soon. The movement now by entities is closer and closer to this level. This awareness indicates that there is no definite dividing line between the old being and the new being, but it will come about. That which would find a definite division, is that which is the mind. The mind seeks to bring about this definite division for its own control, for its own descriptive abilities. This is that one aspect, that one side, the conscious mind in its death throes seeking to define and describe the new being and when it would appear. As the conscious mind reaches that level wherein it cannot analyze this, it then begins to lose its own being. This is symbolized in the Masonic stories of the alchemists as the Mason losing his head. This is the Antichrist losing his time. This is the collapse of power. This is the end of that pyramidal and hierarchy system. This awareness indicates that as the conscious mind can no longer analyze what is happening to it and it moves more and more into looking toward that hole within and discovering who in fact it really is, it moves toward the light of Lucifer. This seeks to find that power which comes from the unconscious. This is termed the occult. The occult is linked with the devil, and with Lucifer. This awareness indicates Lucifer as seen from the side of the power seeker is but the other side of the Christ which is coming in from the subconscious levels. Through the religion, through the church, through the Empress, through the emotions, through that which was hidden, the veil is torn open and the new being, the Christ, becomes that which returns. This awareness indicates that the Christ and the Antichrist are but two sides of the same coin. This is in reference to the concept. This shall have a physical manifestation on this plane wherein those who seek power and seek certain glories representing and expressing the Antichrist, these are but a projection of the masses of minds of the people who look to power. This awareness indicates that these entities who move up into power in this manner are merely the projection of the people over which they rule. As these people over which they rule cease to care about the power, the projections begin to lessen and the tower begins to crumble. A reading given previously described this as the pyramid of people being held up and those at the base of the pyramid were walking away and the pyramid was sinking. Those frantically seeking the top were climbing in vain, and as they climbed, the pyramid diminished. This awareness indicates that this is still occurring. The polarity at this time is intensifying in certain areas wherein the Emperor is frantically seeking to remain that creator and yet is finding the world unresponsive. This is creating absolute chaos on many levels. It is only through chaos that looking can really come into being when things have been polarized. This awareness indicates that at any time one structure sets up itself, it automatically sets up an opposite. Wherein anything determines itself to be significant, it automatically creates these two. These two shall eventually come together. At this time, many of these are coming together. The movement now is toward the creation of a force that looks at power for what it is. This is a parabolic mirror that becomes so intense that those having the power cannot cope with it. This awareness indicates that this parabolic mirror shining through from that which might be termed the unconscious, from the passive, from the unconscious masses, those who have been hypnotized, those who have been sleeping while the power was built, is shining through into the conscious world, into the contextual region, into the hierarchy system, wherein they find themselves being exposed by this light of consciousness, by this light of understanding, by this which did continue sleeping and yet knows all that they have been doing. This awareness indicates that the secrets have been released, and more are being released constantly. These are striking terror in those who would operate in secret ways, as that power cannot exist without secrecy. This movement at this time shall intensify up to election time of this year. The struggles between the Emperor and the Empress is also reflected at this time in the Women's Lib movement. This is reflected in the establishment and the hippie movement. This is reflected in the power of the large nations over the weak. This is reflected in the religious actions. This awareness indicates that the hierarchy systems of churches based on faith, based on the authority are but another reflection of what occurs on national and international levels. Entities are simply walking out of the door. Entities simply no longer care to believe authority. Faith is no longer holding them. This awareness indicates that entities now look and see, and they do not believe what they do not themselves see. This in no way denies the looking and discovering. Entities simply do not take the word of others as they once did. Magic once worked by word, and where once a powerful magician in certain actions gave the word to send 30,000 troops to their death, now would find himself or herself without much magic. This awareness indicates those actions involved in authority, the Emperor, and those actions involved in dependency, the Empress, the expression of sadism in relation to masochism, is that which has been symbolized by this card and has come from ancient times long before the earliest records. This goes back to the very formation of the earth at a time when it was fire and water beginning to come into a separation. The fire became that which was the Emperor, and water was the Empress. This goes even farther back into magnetism and radiation. Coming down through time, and as far as this chapter is concerned, the time of Egypt to the present, shall be considered here. This awareness indicates that at the time of Ra-Ta, Edgar Cayce in a previous incarnation, understood this relationship and created that action whereby the two serpents, the white and the black climbing up the caduceus, could be used to heal the nations, and bring about the healing of man. This entity Ra-Ta, as one who saw the futility of man on the wheel, and by creating an intensification of polarities these polarities symbolized in this card he wished and desired to shatter the wheel. This awareness indicates that this action brought about the conflict between the occult control and the power people, and the masses that would seek to understand power. This relates back to Atlantis, the priests of Atlantis and their things, the hypnosis forces. Ra-Ta learned this information from those priests from Atlantis and particularly through Hepsut. The high priest of Atlantis did bring this information and help bring an understanding of the creative forces. This awareness indicates that as this occurred in the movement down into Egypt, into Nubialand, the new being emerged as one. The many who journeyed down to this area returned to Egypt as one. In this oneness, they were capable of understanding what needed to be done, and this action was one of response. In this action, many of those volunteered to help, led to the building of the first pyramid and to the building of the Sphinx. These were built in a reasonably short time. The first pyramid was built through levitation and a base for the second was built as a challenge, and this challenge was left for the next group to build upon. Once this occurred, Many of the entities who were involved in this action went into the pyramid and were mummified and entombed together with certain concepts. These concepts were those concepts that created a certain holding pattern in consciousness. These early mummies were given deep hypnotic trances and then injected with a drug that would crystallize their nerves and cells at that time. In this mummification, they held certain concepts. These concepts would slowly be released over long periods of time down through the ages. This awareness indicates that as the cells deteriorated on these mummies, these concepts leaked out and began to affect their reincarnated bodies and those who had communication with them, through also known as cords and through hereditary levels. This has been referred to in earlier readings as a group reincarnation. The souls, the accumulated past experiences of these mummies did seep out slowly. Wherein the mummy held part of a soul and part was released, the released part could reincarnate, but would be somewhat retarded, as this would be only part of the being. Down through the ages many have reincarnated in retarded forms. Many have reincarnated with certain concepts that were controlled by these mummified bodies. Many have been directed by their own mummy, wherein they lie still and go into a meditational state and tune into their own mummy. When this occurs, this releases that force that is contained in the mummy. As this force is released, it goes out into the consciousness of man in general and brings about a reconciliation of those forces that were in conflict. This breaks out on occasions in earthquakes, in wars, and in violence, but the purpose of this is a releasing action on these polarities that were set up at that time long ago in Egypt. In addition to this, there was that group reincarnation wherein entities from Egypt came together, studied the mysteries and were able to bring about a new philosophy, a new understanding that worked as a mirror, as an opposition to the established powers. This occurred many times down through the Essenes, through the Carmelites, into Java, and in many other areas where new philosophies did emerge. These worked on one level. The reincarnating entities from this time may be thought of as one of the serpents. The other serpent of the Caduceus may be understood as the hierarchy system moving down through Egypt, passing from father to son, down from the Egyptian priests to the Hebrew priests, and up through the Zionist actions throughout the world today and in the past history. This awareness indicates that the serpent of Zion is the black snake. The white snake is the reincarnated entities from this time of Egypt appearing in different zones at different times. This may be linked in symbology to the DNA and RNA of late scientific discoveries in terms of the protein chain. The DNA as memory is likened unto the dark snake of the hierarchy system moving down through from Egypt, through Babylonia and the Hebrews and Zionist movement. This awareness indicates that this Zionist movement did infiltrate and influence the faithists, the church, and the effect has been felt on all levels. This has brought about much anti-Semitism, and relates to the actions of the Second World War. The understanding of these two serpents, the concepts of polarity and the effects of all of this came about from Egypt, from the time of the Great Pyramid. This was about 10,000 BC. This awareness indicates that entities not judge the rightness or the wrongness of this action, for this cannot be judged. The tragedy that has occurred is what has built the individuality of entities. Nothing in the universe dies, but everything in the universe changes. That which changes toward that which would seek, would have power, would feel itself and would become a center, is that which does, over a period of time, become an individual thing. This moves from simple awareness to self-awareness. This would simply rest, and would be silent, would attempt to die and disappear, and move away from the development of individuality. This awareness indicates that the action of Ra, Da, of the polarity, of conflicts, of the tragedy down through these ages, of the intense desire, of the intense violence, this action in the Western world, this action of the beast, of science, of wars, of control, did bring about individuality. In the Eastern world, wherein entities denied their desires, they have moved into levels of understanding, but not understanding the concept of desire. They are together, but have little individuality. They yet need to understand this. In the West we need to understand togetherness and need to understand that which is without desire. Our desire bodies have been built strong. Our ideal bodies have failed to be constructed properly through this action. This is now being constructed. The intense suffering, the friction, the destruction, the sorrow, the tragedy on this plane in this Western world allows an individuality to merge back into essence and still remain an individuality. This may be likened unto a jellyfish in the ocean. This awareness indicates this is becoming a multiplied reflection of the original magician as he emerged from the fool. The point within the universe is dotted now by many individualities. This awareness indicates that in this respect, there are many gods, and each entity is a god. Each group is a god. This awareness indicates that anything with an individuality may be thought of as a god, yet the greatest god is the fool, the law of one, the unity, the all in all, the essence, the akasha, the spirit, the antimatter which permeates all things, which moves through all levels, which understands, which knows, which controls, and does all of these things without the slightest interest itself. This awareness indicates that it is a churning, disinterested universe, and the interest comes only in relationship of one part to the other. The identification of one part to another creates interest. One becomes the principle, and the other becomes the interest. This duality then can begin to move into intensified states and again move back into polarities and again down into what has occurred in our past history. This awareness indicates that the extremes of polarities bring about tragedy. A's polarities are lessened to that point which this awareness calls walking the tightrope. The path is straight and narrow, the razor's edge is thin. When you can walk the tightrope without tripping out on polarities, and giving attention, you will find yourself walking to a point of reconciliation and that you have walked from some polarized position. When you reach that point of reconciliation, you will find that you are on a perpendicular mark in which you must walk again a straight and narrow path, and this leads to a point of reconciliation, and as you look back, you find you were on a polarized point. Once you reach this reconciliation point, again you look and you will see that you are on a straight and narrow path, and as you move toward a point of reconciliation in between two polarized points. This goes on indefinitely until you reach this awareness. Until you reach essence. In the past, this card was used to move from these reconciliation points, outward towards the polarized positions, but this came through directions from authority, directions of right and wrong, of good and evil, of pleasure and pain. All of this did send entities out from this awareness toward all those points wherein entities found themselves isolated, separate, confused, and in a maze in which they knew not where they were nor who they were. But they did have an identification with a point of view, a certain idea, a certain way of thinking. All of these things are polarities, and they were polarized in a certain point. This awareness indicates that as entities look back upon that journey where they have been and where they are now and where they shall go, they should not judge themselves as good or bad, but simply look at the trip, what it has been, what it has done, and what it means. Entities sum up, and the summing up is the synthesizing. The synthesizing is the reconciliation, and the reconciliation is what comes and brings forth the new being. January 16, 1972.